There's another poem. Essentially, what is cruel about human life is the necessity to choose between two different kinds of life. And one can describe that choice also between the world of the fathers and the world of the mothers. And when you see someone comes to you and begins to read poetry, you know that you're seeing a man who is essentially on the side of the mothers, using mothers in the wide term that Jung uses it, on the side of women. He's a man that's interested in music. He's interested in inward life. He's interested in independence. He's interested in water. And there are other men who are interested and obey the world of the fathers. And these people rarely come to speak to you. Or if they do, they don't talk about what they believe. Instead, they talk about numbers, or they give you the size of their income. And these are men who do what their father tells them to do. And if he says, cut off your leg and give it to me, they'll cut off their leg and they'll give it to him. And if he says, be a cashier, they be a cashier. They become a cashier. And if the father says, go to Vietnam, they go to Vietnam. And these are the football players of the world, the jet fighter pilots, thinks to a man. And in this poem, I'm going to let one of these men speak. It's called The Busy Man Speaks. It's related to the businessman. And the businessman speaks and he says, not to the mother of solitude will I give myself away, not to the mother of love, nor the mother of conversation, nor the mother of art, nor the mother of tears, nor the mother of the ocean, not to the mother of sorrow, nor the mother of the downcast face, nor the mother of the suffering of death, not to the mother of the night full of crickets, nor the mother of the open fields, nor the mother of Christ. But I will give myself to the Father of righteousness, who is also the Father of cheerfulness, who is also the Father of rocks, who is also the Father of perfect gestures. From the Chase National Bank, an arm of flame has come, and I am drawn to the desert, to the parched places, to the landscape of zeros. And I shall give myself away to the Father of righteousness, the stones of cheerfulness, the steel of money, the Father of rocks.